Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's Two Cents from Franklin, Mass. On Friday, February 3rd. Happy Friday to you all. Happy February. Depending upon where you were, your groundhog yesterday may have seen their shadow. And maybe you'll get 6 more weeks of winter. Or if you're down under, 6 more weeks of summer, I guess, at that point. Whatever. Interesting how some of the meteorological events take on connotations like that. The groundhog and other events. It's a glorious day here in Franklin. Some wispy clouds above. Some birds tweeting in the background. Maybe you can hear that. Hopefully inside the traffic on the road, both King Street and 495. A couple of things coming together to share today. I went to a Peter Mulvey concert last weekend in the run-up preparing to listen to him. I had found his TED Talk, TEDx Talk actually, where he tells the story of his discussion with Vlad, the astrophysicist. So I'll put the link in the show notes, but go look for it. Peter Mulvey, TEDx, Vlad. It should pop up in your search bar. Listen to it. Maybe 10 minutes. No more than that, maybe even not even that. Good talk. The concert was wonderful. He played some of, quote, my favorites. He's introducing a new album coming out in March, so I'll wait for that. But he played some of my old favorites, and that's always good to hear live and reconnect in the moment. One of the regular podcasts I have in the queue, I think I've talked of before, is Mark Maron, WTF. He's doing a talk that I'm in the middle of with David Bromberg. And David had a good sentence in there. He says, when you're really playing the music, it comes from somewhere else. Or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the text exactly in front of me, but I was just listening to it as I was on the walk this morning. When you're really playing the music, it comes from somewhere else. Nice thought. I think that matters. I think that makes sense. They talk about flow, being in the flow. That's another way of phrasing that. So what are you doing this year? It's February. Making good progress on your goals and objectives? Are you getting into the rhythm yet? Are you getting into the flow? Have you hit a point where it's just coming from somewhere else? Cool if it does. As I mentioned recently here, the sweet spot I've been in, at least between work and information protection and the local journalistic activities here for Franklin Matters, it certainly is a nice coming together. It's a sweet spot. Lots happening. There's another edition of PodCamp Western Mass coming up April 1st. April 1st, yes, is April Fool's Day. This is not a joke. There is a pod camp on April 1st. Saturday out in Holyoke, Mass. So if you're in the New England area, it is the longest running pod camp, and I highly recommend it. A good event. You never can tell exactly what's going to happen, but that's part of the specialness about it. people who want to know, want to learn, want to share, come together on a day, coordinate some sessions, answering some questions for that day, for that moment, get into a dialogue, get into discussion, problem solve, share tips, exchange business cards, exchange Twitter handles, and then go on. A wonderful thing. Absolutely wonderful. So if you haven't been to one and you're in the New England area, I do encourage it. Tickets are on sale. You can Google PCWM9 because it's the 9th one. PodCamp Western Mass. You should be able to find the reference to the Eventbrite ticket place. I'll certainly have the link in the show notes as well on Steve's Two Cents. So in case the Google doesn't return the search properly for you, you can at least come back to the source or to a source to get pointed in the right direction. So those are some quick thoughts today. The other thing I'll do is share a Sherku that I wrote earlier this week and post it out. I haven't posted it on Quiet Poet yet. But it was just a realization, I guess, in regards to my own, you know, I'm explaining things. And I tend to use a lot of metaphors in the explanations. Sports metaphors usually are fairly good. When I start getting into some of the war metaphors, army metaphors, you know, military metaphors, I'm trying to stay away from those. Certainly they're heavily used, but given the circumstances of some of the other political discourse, I'd rather not go that way. I'd rather take the more positive approach, the high road if possible, and find some other metaphors. So, Sherku, metaphor. When thoughts collide, I find I speak in metaphor, connecting all the dots, 1, 2, 3. Metaphor. When thoughts collide, I find I speak, connecting all the dots, 1, 2, 3. And if I misspoke on the original Sherku, I'll put the link to that. There might be a slight difference in phrasing, but you get the idea. That's where it was coming from. So continue to have a good day. Wherever you are reading or listening to this. And until next time, enjoy, be good, take care. This is Steve Sherlock for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass.